The event's being held in Burnie tomorrow morning at the RSL Club at 10:30. And basically it's a free introduction to CPR. And the statistics tell us that heart attacks and cardiac arrest is the biggest killer in Australia. But if someone can get CPR assistance in the first three or five, four or five minutes, then their survival chances are a lot higher.
That's correct. That's correct. And we're really just trying to help spread that message and equip people with the basic skills to be able to do so.
It's not a first aid course as such. It's just an introduction to CPR, which is cardiopulmonary resuscitation. And what does that involve? What's going to happen tomorrow?
Look, so tomorrow, the focus of tomorrow is to introduce people to bystander CPR, or what's otherwise referred to as compression-only CPR. And what we're encouraging people to do is basically get in and get started while awaiting further aid to come by performing compressions to the chest. We can pump blood around the body and keep those vital organs alive until further aid can get there.
One of the things we've seen a huge increase in recent years, which is tremendous too, of course, is automatic defibrillators. And a lot of people, they see these at community halls, sports grounds, in lots of places, and they look at them and they say, gee, if someone had a heart attack, I wouldn't know what to do. I'd probably kill them with that thing. I've done first aid myself. I'm a volunteer firefighter, so I've used them, and they are very simple, aren't they? I mean, they even tell you what to do.
They are very simple, and you can't shock someone that doesn't require it, so you can certainly not create any further harm by using one. They're very simple to follow instructions. They talk you through the process. They're a fantastic piece of equipment, and that's something, again, tomorrow we'll be touching on, providing demonstrations. We'll have a couple of training models there that people will be able to interact with, have a look, ask questions, and again, hopefully build confidence for people so that if they're ever in the need and there's one located, they can jump on and use one effectively.
We both know that when you open the lid, it starts talking to you straight away. There's a recorded voice there. It tells you what to do. So it really is foolproof, isn't it?
It is. It is. Look, once people get to see how easy they are to operate, we hear regularly from people, I just didn't think it would be so simple. But that's the design of the units, and that's the message we want to spread. And by being able to perform early CPR or early compressions and get a defibrillator on, we've got the potential of making huge differences in the chances of survival and outcomes for someone in cardiac arrest.
Yep, and even CPR can be reasonably simple and straightforward. I know people may have a fear of it, but it's better to do it, to give them some CPR than none at all, really. It doesn't matter if your technique's not 100%. It's got to be better than not doing anything, doesn't it?
It does. And look, even to quote the Australian Resuscitation Council guidelines there, any attempt is better than no attempt. But what we're out to do tomorrow is simplify that process down for people into bystander, related CPR, show how to perform the compressions, eliminate some of those, falsities that are out there and the difficulties and the chances of getting in trouble, and really encourage people to come to somebody's aid.
So as we mentioned, it's at the Burnie RSL tomorrow at 10:30. It is a free event. It's open to all ages as well, but people need to contact you to reserve a spot if they want to attend. So how do they go about that?
Look, we've got a Facebook page up or an event up, so that can be found at the Australian Academy of First Aid. There's also links on the Burnie RSL Facebook page. You can contact myself direct on mobile this afternoon, which is 0412 718 921. You can flick me an email on info@aafirstaid.com.au, or alternatively contact the RSL direct this afternoon as well, and they'll get the message on to me.
The forecast, I think, is a little bit of rain in the morning, so it's a good day to be doing something indoors, perhaps. I hope you get a huge roll-up tomorrow, and a lot of people gain a lot out of it, and if it saves one life down the track, it's ultimately worth it, isn't it?
It is. And look, while I've got you, I'd like to thank the Burnie RSL for their support in wanting to get this event out to the community. It's something we've talked about for a little while, and a fantastic local venue that people should throw their support behind as well.
Awesome. Thanks for your time this afternoon, Matt. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. All the best.
Okay, and it's Australian Academy of First Aid, so if you just Google that or look it up on Facebook or contact the Burnie RSL, there's plenty of different ways you can register for the event tomorrow. It is free. Gets underway at 10:30.